The Bird Show.
This by far is my favorite second date update. She goes out on a great date with him and can't figure out why there hasn't been a second date. No callback, nothing. And after you hear this, there's an obvious reason why the dude was just too embarrassed to call her back. So she goes out with Robert. They go out. They have drinks. They have dinner. They have a great night. They get back to her place at midnight. And he leaves at 6 in the morning.
How you doing?
How are you? What's going on?
How you doing?
All right, walk of shame. And she's been waiting on a phone call from Robert that just hasn't happened. So what we're going to do here, Alicia, with your permission, is give him a call, and we are going to beg him for total honesty, right?
Okay.
Now, when you made the call to us, what you're saying to us is, I'd rather know the ugly details
rather
than just have this thing open-ended.
Right.
Is that true? You still there? Alicia?
Yes.
Okay.
So Frank, just sat there for a sec.
We'll get him on the phone. And he's going to know you're on.
Okay.
But what's his name?
And we'll Robert. Open dialogue. Robert. We'll open conversation.
I was wondering if you knew.
Yeah, why are you asking me what his name is?
No, no, I know. Seriously.
Yeah, you're just getting the wrong guy.
The phone. Yo, what's up?
It's like asking Bert for directions.
Hello?
Hi, is this Robert?
Yes, it is.
Robert, this is Bert Weiss calling from Q100 Radio, and we're on the air right now. Mm-hmm. And we have Alicia with us.
He knows.
You know.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I was
listening. Oh, cool. Hey, thanks for that. You're not such a bad guy. You know, she is just wondering why there's been no second date, because she said she just had this incredible time with you. You guys spent like 12 hours together. You split at 6 in the morning, and she's got no call back, and she just wants to know why. What's up?
Well, yeah, you know, it was a great date, but... I guess I can tell you guys, but I definitely don't want to tell you this on the air. And, you know, if you go off the air with me, and I'll tell you, and that's cool. But I'm absolutely not going to say it on the air. And, you know, if you start, you know, kind of pushing me on it, too, I'm just going to warn you right now. I'll just hang up, you know.
Are you not going to say it on the air because you don't want to hurt Alicia?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of people I don't want to hurt, so, you know.
Hmm, okay.
Because Alicia is cool with it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm not afraid to tell her. It's just not really something I really want to discuss on the air. And honestly, you know, if we talk about it off the air and she wants to come back on and mm-hmm. talk about it with your listeners, that's fine with me.
So we can talk to you about it off the air and then tell Alicia on the air why you didn't call back?
Yeah, I guess so.
Does it bother you at all that you're kind of ruining a radio bit right now?
Hey, Alicia, are you cool with that?
If we
talk to him off the air and find out what's going on?
Yeah, that's cool.
And then we just tell you?
We'll talk to both of them off the air.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, both of you guys hold on. We'll find out what's up.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Alicia?
Are you okay?
Did you hear that?
Alicia?
La Alicia?
Did you hear that?
Did I hear what?
Yeah, I was talking. Yeah, you heard it?
Alicia?
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, it was my cousin. Yeah, and I didn't tell him, but I didn't say it on the radio, but we had sex, yeah.
Oh, Alicia! Alicia. Alicia.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Bert.
Hi.
We're back on the air.
We're back on the air now.
You know, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
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 Bye.
See ya.
As Alicia
said. She knew
said.
She was going to be on the air. She knew she was going to be on the air. Was she talking to somebody else?
What did she say to him, that second part?
Now, she said...
For people who, you know, if you heard what she just said to whoever she was saying, what were the words she said? He was my cousin. Yeah, that's...
She said, I didn't say this on the air, but, you know,
But then they did it all.
They did it.
They did the Jeff?
The donkey?
Here's what we could... He came on and he said that... I'm really a little bit confused by the whole family tree thing here. That...
his parents got separated when they were very young.
Here's right? the deal. He went out with Alicia. They had a great date.
Oh, my
he
God.
He obviously comes back to his house after the date, calls up his brother, whatever the brother's name was. What was the brother's name?
I can't remember.
I don't know.
Calls up the brother's name. I think I know what it is, but I don't want to say it on the air. So he calls brother. He's like, hey, let me tell you about this great date I had. And brother says, do you know who you were out on a date with? That was mom's sister's kid. So obviously brother is closer to mom
than this guy.
Right. Than this guy is closer to mom because the guy that we had on the air said, my parents got divorced when I was very young. So he obviously has some sort of step family that he's close to.
Right. So we assume that he had no relationship with his mom based on right. the conversation. And his blood brother told him, you hooked up with your cousin.
So then to add another twist to it, then we pick up Alicia again to tell her to find out what she's thinking about. She's obviously on her cell phone or something with a friend of hers talking about what just happened on the radio and ends that conversation by saying, I'll call you later, but I didn't say this on the radio. We had sex.
Morning, Q100.
Hey, my name is Dave.
Hey, Dave, what's going on, dude?
Well, I just heard you guys in your conversation with that date and the cousins.
Right, Alicia and Robert.
Yeah, well, when I was about 15, I had sex with two of my first cousins.
Okay. Did you know who she was when you slept with her?
Yeah, man, we used to do it in the basement of my grandparents' house.
Oh, you're making this up.
Yeah,
dude. I promise. We all used to live together in one big house. It was me, my mother, my brother, my sister, my cousins, my aunt, my uncle, my grandmother, and my grandfather. And we all shared a basement. It was like a two-story house with a full basement. This happened in New York. And yeah, man, we were just having a. I almost got caught.
I'm sorry. This happened where?
In New York.
Okay.
Oh, really? There you go, yeah. Jeff. All right, Dave. Hold on a second. We're gonna get your number, my friend, and we're gonna all give right. you the special phone number. All right, Chris.
All right. Actually, when I first moved to Atlanta, I befriended this kid. And he was dating this guy who was much older than he was. They were dating for like a year. And the guy was really cool, nice guy. And had actually decided to take him home to meet his mom, like during the holidays.
Oh, my God.
And when he came back, he was a little distraught. And I was like, what is going on? And he was like, my boy is my dad.
Because
he never actually met his real father.
Oh, my
God. And they
God.
Have been, like, dating for a year. And the sick thing is, and we're still not friends, they're still together.
Are they really?
Now, what was that? I'm curious. How did he describe when he brought him home to his mom?
That's what's called a priceless moment.
And she saw him.
I have no idea.
I remember
saying how excited he was. You know, they had been together for a long time. And he was like, you know, this guy really cares a lot about me. When I found that out, I was like, well, I'm sure he does. He has that nurturing father figure going on right in heart.
So when he calls
him, he really did.
So when he calls him daddy, he's really meaning that.
I think so.
Who's your daddy? I am. Who's your daddy? I am.
Well, really, I am.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. All right,
Chris. It was too weird.
Thanks, man.
The Bird Show.